Hello and welcome back to the podcast. It is 14:44 as I started to record this. So I'm going to take it as a sign that it is right on time. If it's the first time you're listening, warmly welcome. This is a podcast about life, living your best life, living a good life for the planet, getting to know yourself, following your dreams, conquering your fears. And pretty much me and my sister sharing everything we've learned by building up our own business the last 5 years and being able to live from that and actually creating lives that we really, really love. So the ups, the downs, the good times, the bad times, everything is here. And as you can see in our library, we have so many episodes. So hopefully you find something that resonates with you. My name is Annette and I am currently in Costa Rica and it's a beautiful day today. I started the day by walking on the beach for 1.5 hour, listening to a podcast, and it was just the best start of the day. Yesterday I was so tired. I couldn't work, I couldn't look at emails, I couldn't do anything. I don't even remember what I did. I still feel like I did a lot, but I can't remember. And yeah, I was just hanging out with a friend. And when I woke up this morning, I just felt so different. Like all of the problems that I was feeling that I had yesterday just felt so insignificant when I woke up. And it's just, I also think it's how I'm very into human design. And I am a projector. And I do believe that that is how my energy works. Like if I try to force it on these days that I feel super exhausted, even though like it's a Tuesday, you should work, then it just doesn't work. And then when I honor it and I just take a break and do something else, it literally comes back so much better and with so much better energy. And this is what I love working for myself, is that I can decide. If one day I want to work 12 hours, I can do that. Another day, if I want to work 1 hour, I'll do that. And I'm really learning to understand how I function. And it's been the biggest game changer ever. And that is what I want to talk about in today's episode. I was talking with my sister yesterday. We were thinking if she's going to come back to the podcast or not. She's currently on maternity leave. And for some reason, every time we try to record a podcast together, something stops. Either it's the episode doesn't work or some technical issue. And I was saying to her, I just think that you need to honor your break right now and take time doing what you're actually supposed to do. And when the time is right, you will come back to the podcast and it's going to feel like it's the perfect timing. And she felt the exact same way. And what led us to that decision is following our intuition. And following our intuition is literally also how we created our whole company. So I really love this topic so much. And I think it's so fun for anybody who's sort of maybe just started to learn about manifestation, or that you can attract things into your life. Attract people, situations, circumstances. And a huge part for me of manifestation is namely the intuition. So that's what I wanted to dedicate today's episode on. And I really, really hope you enjoy it. So I discovered manifestation, I think, back in 2012. It's many years ago. And I was having so much fun with it. I used it for everything. Like I got into schools, I went on dates, I used it for anything. And I think I just believed in it so much that it kind of happened. And what I did notice after a while is that the things that I manifested was what I wanted in the moment. But when I got it, it didn't always feel so good. And I think over the past, that's many years now, but when I've started to get to know myself and what I really, really want and my desires, what I attract and what I want to manifest is coming from a completely different place inside me. And I feel like much more authentic and, yeah, just maybe more true place. And that learning to know everything about yourself and also learning to navigate the next steps in life, I think it all tunes back into what I call intuition. So what is it exactly? That's probably what you're wondering. The way I see it is that we all have these dreams and desires, right? Like we can look on Instagram and see somebody having a certain type of life, or even just a clothes, type of friends, whatever it is. And then we feel like really, really drawn to it. And sometimes we allow ourselves to be like, wow, that's something I want. And we admit it to ourselves. And other times you can feel jealous, like, oh, this person thinks they can have it all, blah, blah, blah. Like, I know a lot of instances where people have told me this, and that's how they didn't think that it was a desire, but more like it was a feeling of jealousy. But jealousy is often also our desires just hidden because we think that we can't get them. And our desires can come like in many forms, I believe. Some are really long term, like the kind of lifestyle I want to live, the kind of environment I want to live in. And some are short term. For example, maybe a partner I want to work with right now, or it can be like wanting, for example, a certain house that I want to live in right now. These are all desires, and I really, really believe that they are guiding us. And the beautiful thing is that we are completely able to attract in anything we want, but oftentimes we kind of have to level up a bit in order to meet the thing that we want. So our desires literally make us grow, and it's the coolest design ever. So therefore, when we really want something and we feel like it's from the heart, don't give up on it. It is meant for you. But what the universe is asking us for is to step up, and often to grow confidence or to grow self-worth so that we are able to actually attract exactly that into our life. And where does the intuition come in? So let's say I'm going to use business as an example. And like in our business, we have a list of our absolute dream partners. And it's crazy how many times, well, it's actually not crazy. Let's not even use that word, but it's wild to me. And I feel so happy that so many times we have, without an effort in the classical way, attracted these partners and have been working with them. So how do we actually get there without reaching out in the classical way? I mean, I don't think reaching out is bad, but the brain has always this logical route it wants to follow in order to do things. But what we have both really learned over the course of the years is that when you have a desire, the next step is really to start to listen to your intuition, and it will always tell you your next step. And what exactly does that look like? So my intuition, for example, told me that, let's rewind back a couple of years ago. Me and Suz were both in Portugal, and we were there and we weren't really feeling it, and something was just not completely right. And suddenly I woke up and I was just like, we have to go to Costa Rica. I had been there 6 months before on a vacation, and I just felt something. And that something is my intuition. How can I even describe it? I felt how I would feel if I was there. I felt like there was something there for me to discover. I felt like it was super exciting to go back. And I felt that I would feel really good there. And just going from Portugal to Costa Rica, even in that time, it cost quite a lot of money. And we didn't really know the place. We went to Santa Teresa then. It was the first time for Suze. But for both of us, it was just like a big hell yes. And then we booked tickets and we literally left, I think, the next day. So as you can see, sometimes intuition defies all logic. I remember that we had a rental car that we had paid for probably 2 more weeks. and we didn't have steady income at the time because we just created Radical Broccoli. So if we were to purely make this decision based on our brain and what felt in the brainy way the logical thing to do, then we would have just never left. But for both of us, it was the intuition. Like, it's something that you just can't explain always logically, but it said go. So what happened was we came to Costa Rica and everything lined up in such a special way that you just cannot plan. So the first nights we stayed in a place called Lua Villas, which is the most beautiful hotel kind of, it's not a, no hotels here, like lots of stories, floors, luckily, but it's small bungalows and a beautiful pool in the most beautiful beach that I know. And even though we only had, I think, 3,000 followers at that point, we got our whole stay sponsored, which was the first time. And it felt so exciting for us. And we almost couldn't believe it ourselves. And they were one of the first places to support us. It felt like it just flowed. And the next thing that happened was that we randomly walked by this place where it said massages, and then it said like crystal massage, energetic massage. And again, it was a desire. I think we were both so curious about spirituality and healing and feeling good, because both of us had been, I mean, Suze went through a period of the most extreme anxiety you can imagine. I was kind of there with her, and there were days where she couldn't literally not walk out on the street because she felt like she couldn't see. So that is, when you feel that bad, like you get a desire, right? To feel healthy again. So we booked a massage in this place, met Johanna, who is a really, really amazing person here in Santa Teresa. And I think I've told this story before, actually, and she recommended us to do a cleanse that's supposed to really work well on digestion and sort of was a reset for the body. And the woman who made these cleanses was Adi. And I remember our first meeting with her, she just said to me, like, it's an honor to work with you. And I'd never met someone who said that before, right up front without even knowing us. But it was like she knew, she had the intuition that this was something that was going to be bigger than just our cleanse together. And she was very right, because over the next years, she turned out to be family here in Costa Rica. And we spent so much time together and we learned so much from her. And we even hosted a retreat at her beautiful, beautiful place that she built. And things just unfolded in such a way that we could not ever have predicted. And I think we stayed there for probably 2 or 3 weeks. And I remember when I came home, it was the first time in years that I felt so freaking good. I felt balanced. I felt like my health was on track. I felt inspired. I felt everything that I like was desiring to feel. And what also happens sometimes is that you kind of meet your desire and then it's almost a bit scary. You kind of want to be like, oh, this is too good to be true. Now I want to pull back. And can life really be this good? And do I deserve it? And that's what happened to me so many times. I've been in places where I've just felt so amazing, so aligned. Everything felt exactly how it was supposed to feel. But then I got scared and I felt like I had to, for example, go back to Norway, because the brain was like, that's the logical thing to do. That is where you'll earn money. So it's not always easy with intuition. And I think the times that you don't follow it as well, you learn just as much as when you actually dare to follow it. And I think that it's just something wild that happens when you allow yourself to actually dream. And this is what took me so many years to really realize. Because growing up, I thought that being an adult meant you had to be super serious and have a boring life and do things you didn't like and literally make other people happy. Not yourself. I mean, I didn't say it like that, but that's what it felt like. So the more that I actually allowed myself to dream and to follow my dreams, the more I also started to trust in my own intuition. And I think that the most recent experience I've had with this is also, I don't know why it's always Costa Rica, but again, like I came back here and it wasn't something super logical that said to me, like, you have to be in Costa Rica right now. It's expensive. The plane ticket costs a lot. And the brain has a million reasons why it would be probably better to do something else. But the intuition, now, like, I can't even ignore it. It doesn't lie. I just knew that I really, really had to go. And it was just the best decision, really. It's still, of course, not everything is perfect, but it's just something in me that feels so good when I actually trust in these instincts. And still, I'm getting so many pulls on whether or not I should go back to Norway, if I should do something else, because in Norway, we have an amazing system where you get free controls during the pregnancy. And of course, I really miss my family and friends, but my intuition is really trying to tell me that it's not time to go yet. And I don't know why. And this is also the thing with intuition, is that you have to start to be really comfortable with not knowing. You have to be uncomfortable with the unknown. And the thing is that if we try to plan every single detail of our life, then there's no room for magic. So the unknown can be so freaking scary. So scary. It's just like when I quit my job, I didn't know what I was going into. It was so unknown. Whenever I traveled here, for example, it was super unknown. Becoming pregnant, no freaking clue, you know? I had really in the unknown, and just the thought about having an actual baby to take care of. Yeah, that one is still kind of big to swallow. It is definitely the unknown. And a part of me wants to control everything, figure out where I want to live. Of course, at some point I will have to do that. But another part of me is also really trusting that right now is just a time to not force, to not push, to really trust. Trust that the right decision will come to me at the right time. It just requires such a huge amount of trust. And the trust is literally in myself. I have to trust my own intuition. And I battle with this every day. Even though now it's so clear to me what my intuition is saying, it's never lied. It's never failed me before. But still, I have times where my intuition is so different than my brain. So illogical, irrational. It's like, I don't even understand why it wants to do certain things. But what I've learned is if I just slow down a little bit, if I try, because usually my go-to is to like act out of fear and panic and just make a quick decision. And the times where I actually slow down a bit, take a day or two or three or sometimes four and really feel into it, then my intuition only gets stronger and stronger. And I will also know, because if it is meant to be, you will also happen in a way. And it's scary to wait. It can be scary to not make a decision. And it can be really scary to just sit there in trust and like, yeah, I'm going to trust this feeling I have right now. But the things that happen when you actually do, they're so magical. But there is one aspect of our intuition that I think also is very important, because it is so easy to confuse intuition with our ego. And sometimes our ego just wants to be right. It wants what it wants. And it kind of comes from this place of low self-worth, or trying to control or possess or even manipulate. And this is very, very normal. But it doesn't bring you the same results at all. Because when you come from an energy of, for example, fear or lack, or doing something because you're afraid, like, of what will happen if you don't, then that is the energy you bring into it, and that is what you will receive back from it. So how can you sort of know the difference? And I think that one of the things that you will have to test yourself a bit is seeing how attached you are to the outcome. If it's like, you think you're going to die if it doesn't happen, then it's the ego, 100%. Because the ego is like, it wants things now or yesterday, and it's desperate, and it just cannot wait. So that is also like a little check-in you can do with yourself. And the ego does, like, inspiration and intuition, yes, it can go super fast. It can be like, oh, I feel like I have to go to this cafe. And then the next moment you just go without questioning it. But if it's like, oh my God, I have to go to this cafe because I'm so scared that if I don't get a picture from this place today, then my life is ruined. I don't know if anybody ever thought that, but you know what I mean? Like, the energy is completely different. And I think a lot of us probably have experienced that in relationships and in dating. When things start, maybe in the beginning, you feel super detached and it's like just having fun, hanging out. And then suddenly a couple of weeks into it, if your day starts to be affected by whether that person is texting you or not, and if you feel like super triggered or scared of losing someone, for example, then it's gone from sort of intuition into more of a attachment, like more acting from trauma. And I'm not sitting here saying it's easy at all, but that is what happens. And then it can feel, just feels more exhausting to be in that place instead of coming from this, like, just having a desire, not being super attached to the outcome and being open to what actually happens. And I think for many of us, being detached is the hardest part because we want certain things so we can look a certain way and then we can feel safe. And so many of you have sent me messages and asked me, like, how do I deal with turning 30 when I don't have XYZ and blah, blah, blah. And this is literally our egos telling us that we need to live a certain type of life, fit in a certain type of lifestyle. And that is the only way people will accept us and we will find love. And it's a natural response, but it will never really, really make us happy. It will make us probably feel good, and the ego is going to feel really good in the moment that we have that thing or that person or that show off. But if it doesn't come from that place of like a true heartfelt desire, then it's never going to fulfill us in the same way. So knowing the difference, I think that the only way we can start to know this is by daring to listen and to sort of explore and to look honestly at our desires. Are they coming from a healthy place or not? And are they coming from fear or lack? Or are they coming from like, wow, this is exactly something that I dreamt of feeling like? And I do trust that you will know when you know. And the journey there is super fun. Like, you can have so much fun with it. It doesn't have to be so serious. You can start playing around. I think that food is the best way to start to learn about your intuition. And instead of having the brain all the time decide your meals and sort of plan out everything and only think about the correct things or only letting your addiction maybe and guide what you want to eat, like, actually try to ask your body what it wants right now. And I always just eat exactly what my intuition is telling me, and especially now in pregnancy, and it's a little bit demanding. Like, yesterday I woke up and I knew I had to have exact certain type of meal, and that also meant that I had to do a bunch of things, fill gas, blah blah blah, but there was no other way around it. I had to have that. I think it was a smoothie bowl. And I felt amazing after. It was exactly what I wanted. And then that's just how it is. And I really, really try to honor it and just go with it. Sometimes I just want chips and that's what I'm eating. And if I constantly try to manage and force things, then I end up just feeling not so good and, I don't know, not have energy or, yeah, whatever it is. So it's such a different thing when you start to trust in your intuition. Like, life will look so incredibly different. And I think the last point I want to say is that we cannot ever find our intuition if we're constantly busy. Like if we're all the time have plans and we're all the time listening to something and we go to bed watching something and we use our phone first thing in the morning, there's no space for that intuition to pop in. There's no room to listen to it. And you will have so many other distractions and different voices already inside you that it's impossible to know what is you. So you have to dare to be alone and to let it guide you and play around with it. It's, again, like, and for some people, I know it's so hard to be silent because all the anxious thoughts will come up. But trust me, they will calm down after a while. And if you feel like there are some thoughts that just don't stop, and that's when it's so valuable to get help and to get someone who can help you with that. And this is what I do. I help people deal with these obstacles that literally stand in the way of the intuitive flow. And it's the best job ever. And I also work with myself, with the really amazing people who help me do the same. And I cannot tell you how much it's changed my life. It's like you're reprogramming your whole self into becoming who you actually are. And the more you do that, the less afraid you are of like missing out or losing something or someone, because you just start to get so much self-worth that you know that what is meant for you will come to you. It's deserving of you. It will come to you. And if not, then you learn how to be detached. And you can do that because you always trust that something better will come along. And when you find that place within you, it just feels like you've conquered the biggest thing ever, and that's yourself. And it's huge work. Like, it is really, really deep and huge work. That's why I recommend getting help. And the investment, you will just get back a gazillion times, because when you start living more from this place, life just goes so incredibly fast in the way of like things coming in and you get more exciting and things just flow and you feel like you're living, like you're really, really living. You're not just waiting for the weekend, waiting for the summer. Like, you're alive, fully alive. Every single day is just a new moment, a new unknown, a new moment where the intuition can guide you to something really magical. And don't make it complicated. It can be as easy as, do I want to work out today, or do I want to go to yoga, or do I want to stay in bed and eat pizza? Like, follow your intuition. So I hope it gave you a little more clarity on what it means, at least for me. And I think that one last thing I want to say is a really fun way to check yourself is that you can do a muscle test. So your body will sort of mirror your subconscious more than your brain will. So let's say you're standing in front of ice cream bar and there's like 10 different tastes and you just feel like you can't decide. Stand in front of, like, for example, the Oreo, and then you ask yourself, do I want the Oreo? And if the body leans backwards, it's a no. If it leans forward, it's a yes. And you can do this in front of every single one of the tastes. And I promise you, you will land on the exact taste that your body wants. So you can use that on anything, and it's super, super fun. I use this technique all the time, but I use it in a pendulum, which also is like the same body response, maybe a little more accurate. And yeah, it's just another way of sort of even more learning about your intuition and what your higher self is trying to guide you to. So I hope that some of this will, that you will play with it and have fun and try to just find out, like, what's your ego, what's your intuition. The only way you can do it is by starting to experiment. And I promise you're going to have so much fun with it. And please let me know if you do have any questions. I would love to hear. And I'm really looking forward to recording another podcast episode soon. If you have any desired topics, please let me know. And I just wish you a beautiful day wherever you're listening to this right now. Bye.